Stark, this is rectating on rectating on Virginia Melillo. Virginia, V-I-R-G-I-N-I-A, and Melillo, M as in Mary, M-E-L-I-L-L-O, M-E-L-I-L-L-O, Melillo, L as in Lancy, N as in Mary, Melillo. Date of birth, 11-15-44, date of visit, 4-29-25. Please make a copy for David Weinrich, M.D. David Weinrich, W-E-I-N-R-E-I-C-H. David Weinrich, M.D. Next paragraph. Dear David, thank you for sending Virginia Melillo for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. History present illness. This is a... This is a 80-year-old female who has had a previous history of COVID-19 infection, has had a persistent cough for the past 3 to 4 months period. The patient has hoarseness and she brings up very little mucus and has been on Mucinex twice daily without much benefit. She denies weight loss, fevers, chills, and night sweats. She does have some wheezing period. A chest x-ray done on, let's see, chest x-ray done on 6/7/24 showed biobasilar densities with chronic interstitial changes in the lower lung fields. She had a chest CT 4 years ago on 11/5/21, which showed mild interstitial prominence in the subpleural regions and ectasia of the thoracic aorta. Patient also has been treated for hypertension and hypothyroidism. Next paragraph, past history. Patient's past history includes a history of hypertension and history for interstitial lung disease. She has had a right wrist fracture with repair, and she has hypothyroidism and depression. Next paragraph. Let's see. Oh, can you also mention the patient has had cystitis in the past and scoliosis. Next, habits. The patient denies history of smoking, drinks alcohol occasionally. Next, family history. Father died of heart disease. Mother died of lung cancer. Next paragraph. Let's see. Allergies, none listed. Next, system review. The patient denies fatigue or weight loss. She has no cataracts or glaucoma. No, she does have hoarseness, no nosebleeds. And and shows dizzy attacks and shows coughing spells with mild wheezing. She denies abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, rectal bleed, or constipation. She has no chest or jaw pain, no arm pain or calf muscle pain, and no anxiety, but has mild depression. She has muscle stiffness and some joint pains. No headaches, seizures, memory loss, or skin rash. Next, med list. Buspar 7.5 milligrams BID, Synthroid 75 micrograms daily, Omeprazole 40 milligrams daily, Fluoxetine 40 milligrams daily, Amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, Meloxicam 15 milligrams daily, Nabumetone 500 milligrams BID. Next paragraph, physical exam. This elderly, averagely built white females, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, clubbing or perforedema. Blood pressure 130 over 80, pulse 80, tourist patients 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 218, saturation 96. HENT, non-cephalic, pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. There are a few fine crackles of the lung bases and occasional wheezes. Scattered. Heart, the absence of regular sonorous to no mama. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no vena, no megaly, the valve sounds active. Extremities, no lesions. Or edema, no cap tenderness. Reflexive, 1 plus, no gross, no reductive. Cranial, largely intact, skin, no lesions. Noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Persistent cough. Number 2, history of COVID-19 infection. Number 3 is interstitial lung disease, chronic, and number 4 is hypertension, and number 5 is depression. Next plan, the patient will get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies, CT chest without contrast, CBCIG level and SED rate, and was advised to come in for a follow-up in 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. We'll make a follow-up report following her next visit. Thank you. Copy for Dr. David Weinrich, MD, from Daytona.